Hey everybody, welcome back. We're going to finish what this group of miscreants started here in the Tin Spur. Quick recap, why don't we go to Mr. Brian, because he's amped up, and you can tell us what happened.
So I don't know what happened in the first half, because my students were partaking in an ass-whipping at eSports. But we are in a arena, I guess you would call it, and it was the four of us fighting against a singular female athlete,
a baker,
who got in trouble for making our real opponent sick, so we had to fight her, and we all felt bad about it.
Yeah.
So instead we decided to have like a super cuddle sesh, and Errol got uncomfortable, because women make him nervous. So he went exploring, and he found, he watched some guy get murdered, and the other guy was like, shh, you didn't see anything, but here's some demon dogs in case you did, and cursed a bunch of dogs, and Errol has yet to tell us that we were about to be attacked by how many? Six?
I think it was nine.
Yeah, you don't know, but Errol saw nine dogs.
Nine.
Like, there's four of us, and now there's nine of them.
Yes, that is.
And I just want to make sure we don't have our weapons.
We do not have our weapons.
Okay.
Great. Yes, your weapons were. This was going to be a bare knuckle fight, so your weapons are left in the fighter's rest area underneath the fighting pits, which the gate is closed.
It's right above us.
It's right above you. Yep. So from you, it is only 8 yards. From Errol, it is 28 yards.
Wow.
And we're just going to go because we're in the middle of combat, so let's keep it going. So at the end of the round, the crowd starts to boo. Boo! This fight sucks! It's boring! Just brain her already!
Bring her down!
It seems the crowd is very uninspired by your grapple fest on Oda. And
Steven,
that was not part of the deal.
Did you say that the gate is down where our weapons are?
Well, yeah. I mean, you wouldn't start a fight with the gate.
Gates up. Well, I'm just asking.
Yeah. The only gate that is up is the one with the dogs, because the guy that gave them that green glowing powdery shit opened the gate and then vamped out.
Talking to him.
And we're going to go to first in initiative is Jasper.
Yes, but.
All right. So I don't know about the dogs, right?
Technically, you do not.
All right. So I'll look at the scene of what's his face trying to choke out Oda, and I'll just sit there. I'll give a prayer to Snorri if I manage to complete it.
Sure.
Let's see. Did this thing update, Steve? Like, why is everything all different looking?
It did update.
Okay.
So there should be some added features, and there's a weather overlay now. For those wondering, we're using Foundry VTT. Highly recommend it.
We're not sponsored.
Hashtag not sponsored.
Please feel free to contact us on any of our social medias.
All right. The prayers are challenging, right?
Yes.
All right. I'll give Snorri the prayer of fortune. Let's see. Damn it. I will not. All right. That's that.
Are you going to try to re-roll it in a variety of ways?
No.
Take a dark deal, bro. Wait.
Okay.
That was what I was going to ask you, Steve. Did our resolution or resolve or whatever that one is, that came back because we started a new session, right?
Yes, so this is. So we went over. We're going to do the rules correctly now going forward. Just I wanted you guys to get used to it. So now resolve will reload whenever you do something that is in line with your motivation. So, for instance, you chose servitude, Snorri, to Errol in specific. So whenever Errol like gives you any kind of commands and you follow him as you know as you said that your character does, you gain a resolve back. So it's not super hard to get them back. It's just you playing your character as their motivations intend.
Okay, cool.
And if you want to, that section, if you want to look at it, is in the notes under your short and long-term party ambitions. And in between sessions, if you ever feel like your character's motivation has changed, just tell me and we'll change it. It's not a set in stone thing. It's just like real life, your character, you know, you yourself wants different things at different points in time.
Okay, cool.
That's for resolve?
That is for resolve. Fortune will always reset at the beginning of every session.
Does resolve do the same thing that fortune does?
It does not. So resolve, you can gain immunity to psychology for a round, which would be things like fear. You can ignore all modifiers from a critical wound for a round. Or you can remove one condition.
Okay.
So they are useful. Jasper, are you going to move?
No, I'm just going to stay where I am.
Okay. All right, I need a willpower test from the first dog. It is not. So the first dog, Errol, you can see in to your left, begins shaking its head, almost as if it doesn't know what's going on and seems to be kind of afraid and doesn't do anything for that round. The next one comes charging straight at you.
Oh.
Straight through the door. It's going to gain one advantage for charging. And it's going to attempt to attack you. And you see this dog that has run out almost in an instant. You see that its hair is kind of melted off as if it's got like that Chihuahua look. And its ribs have kind of protruded out of its body almost as if it hasn't eaten in days. Although that before this happened, it was fully fed.
Cool.
And so far, it is successful.
All right.
Now, you can either attempt to dodge or attempt to parry with your just base weapon skill.
Well, that's pretty easy choice. That's just challenging by default, right?
Yes. So it jumps up, sinking its teeth into the side of your head. Dealing 11 damage.
Oh, fuck. You're dead.
And I can use... Can I use something to reduce that, or...
You can re-roll. If you'd like to re-roll for a better result, or you can... If you want to auto-succeed, you can spend a... what is it called?
Resolve for auto-succeed, right?
I think it's resilience, actually.
And then that one doesn't come back.
That one doesn't come back unless you guys do heroic shit.
All right. I'm going to re-roll.
But before you decide, remember
that...
I have
a re-roll from Jasper, right?
You do have a free re-roll from Jasper. And remember, the wounds that you suffer are subtracted by your toughness bonus.
Right. Okay, so then they'd be reduced by 3, which would still put me on the verge of death already.
Yeah, and you, and also if you have any armor... Bonus. On your head, which I don't know if you do.
Oh, I do.
So it'd be, yeah, it looks like you have 2 points of armor, so in total it'd be reduced by 5 as it currently stands.
Okay, I'm gonna use Jasper's reroll. I think the only way I can do that is to use a fortune point, which I'll then put back.
Why don't you just reroll it? Just reroll it, yeah, and don't target anything, and then we'll just calculate it manually.
Right.
So you succeed by 4, but the dog succeeded by 5. So that means that it wins, but with only 1 SL. So now it's going to be doing 6 points of damage instead of 11.
And then I reduce that by 5, so I take 1 damage.
Correct. Okay. If you would like to keep this result.
Yeah, I'll keep that result.
So the dog jumps up, its teeth aiming right at your face. You twist just in time as its fangs scrape the side of your forehead, drawing a thin line of blood. You lose your advantage, and it gains its advantage.
Yeah, I took the advantage away.
And that's going to do it for its turn. Another dog comes rushing out.
Oh, no.
So they're able to fit through the gate?
Oh, yeah.
Gate's open.
The files are in the computer?
He opened the gate. The gate is about 10 feet wide. about five to six feet wide. It's easily enough. These dogs are about the size of your typical like German shepherds.
So I'm just going to kick them all. Okay, cool. We're good.
Yeah. They are a size smaller than you, which comes into play when you're trying to damage them.
Gotcha.
And this one, this is the same looking dog, kind of all emaciated and malnourished somehow. And it also gains one advantage for charging in. And then it attempts to bite you.
Cool. Cool. This is going well.
No doubt.
So far, it's succeeding.
And agility. Yeah, suck it, dog.
Right.
Nice. So you're able to twist out of the way as this dog tries to jump at you, aiming at your right arm. You twist your body as it just jaws grasp on air.
I rolled a one.
That'll do. So it loses advantage. You gain one advantage.
That's yeah, good. Buddy.
Tentacle.
You see another dog seem to not know what's going on. It also doesn't move. And this dog has a tentacle protruding right between its eyes. This strange fleshy appendage seems to have come out of nowhere, runs at you, and moves to get in around your side. It goes to strike you, and it's going to get bonuses for tracking you in the rear, and you're now at number, so it has a plus 30 to hit you.
Well, that's great. That's great.
Isn't it scared?
This one is not.
There's two tentacle dogs?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Steve, cool, guys.
Kill Errol so you'd be done.
No doubt. Okay, plus two. That's not bad. I can beat that. Come on, advantage. Yeah.
All right.
Nice. All right, so you gain an advantage.
God. Yeah, keep building that advantage.
Errol's like Neo coming right now.
Still all right, so while Snorri is seeing all of this.
Don't get cocky, kid.
And he's just like flabbergasted.
So the tentacle latches out of its forehead, attempts to wrap around Errol.
Errol's actually just tripping over his own feet and dodging, and Snorri's over there like, holy shit.
Is it like Drunken Master?
Drunken Master. Ooh, you're getting lucky with these rolls.
Wow.
So you got another advantage as this tentacle lashes out at your left leg. You're easily able to step aside. This dog here is able to shake off this recently mutation that doesn't quite know what's going on and is going to run out at you.
Thanks.
This dog also has a tentacle protruding out of its rib cage. This strange, it almost looks like a fifth leg for the dog. It kind of ends in this weird, grotesque paw. And it attempts to strike you, now gaining plus 50 for outnumbering you. And
this is
bull. Yeah.
What do you get for leaving the fight?
Leaving the fight? I was advancing to a better fight.
Huh.
Yeah.
That is true.
Ulrich called me to this fight.
Wow. Yeah, he automatically fails.
Which means another advantage.
Yeah.
Will.
Snorri's mind is blown right now.
So just see if you also roll an auto fail.
Okay, good call. Let me take away the advantage first.
Take away?
I gave myself one for the failure that hadn't happened yet.
Yeah. Oh, no, you auto succeed.
I succeeded so hard he gets hurt.
No. So he did fumble. So as he goes to jump at you, you're able to kind of grab your hands, place it on top of his snout, and slam it into the ground. So his next action will suffer a minus 10.
Wow. In reality, I was stumbling away from the last one that attacked and caught my fall with that dog.
Yes, which will actually apply right now as his tentacle shoots out trying to slap you in the face. So he's only going to have a plus 40 to hit you now with his advantages.
Right about now, Errol's looking at these dogs and their weird-ass tentacles and thinking, maybe these dark deals aren't so cool.
So that's a success with plus 7 success levels.
Okay. That is a marginal failure.
That's an auto failure as well.
So that's going to be a fortune.
Oh man, you know. Yeah.
What?
You were.
Well, I was going to say you should take a deal for that because you don't want to lose all that advantage.
Yeah. So you spent a fortune. You're still losing right now.
What?
That's tough to beat too. That's a plus +7.
Would he lose, Steve? He would lose all of his advantage.
He would lose all of his advantage.
Oh no!
Right now it's 7 damage. I'll block 5 of it. I'm gonna take 2 damage.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll take the 2 damage.
All right, so it latches on. Its tentacle shoots out, and it wraps around your right arm. And it's weird. It's like rubbery, but it's in the shape of a dog paw as it clamps on. Its fangs, its claws sinking into your skin. And you take the 2 damage, and it also gives you an engaged condition, meaning you cannot move.
When you guys throw in our party, we're engaged.
I'm sorry, entangled. My bad.
Oh, okay.
An entanglement.
Yeah. It's essentially the same. The same thing. Let me pull that up real quick and read it verbatim. So entangled, on your turn, you may not move. Any actions that involve any kinds of movement are minus -10, which would not be attacking. And if you win an opposed strength test as your action, you can remove the entangled condition.
Well, guys, it's been nice knowing you as Errol.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that'll give him 1 advantage.
Steve, which one is that hit him?
Can you see where my cursor is? It is also the top right from where Errol is.
Errol, that's the one that just hit him, right?
It's currently got him grappled, its tentacles wrapped around his arm.
Oh, no.
I'm assuming you did armor and toughness, right, for the subtraction?
It wasn't helmet, was it?
That was right arm.
Okay.
Which you have, you actually have an extra, so I guess it'll only be 1.
1 less damage, okay. That health back.
All right. And
so, a quick question.
What's up?
Meta. We are now realizing that this is the result of taking a dark deal, right?
I don't know if you could draw that connection at all.
Saying Don. Like Don.
Oh, so meta wise, you can tell that most likely whatever told Errol to not come in here with weapons probably knew something like this was going to happen.
Oh, neat.
In terms of how the dogs got this way, that wasn't a result of your guys' actions.
Cool. Okay.
All of this actually happened. Yeah, actually, all of this actually happened during that time frame that you guys just stayed in the fighting rest area.
Oh, it's just
nice. All right, so this one, we need a willpower test. It's just going to sit there. So it's also kind of unsure what's going on. This dog stays in.
Unholy rage.
And that's all
the same thing for the next dog.
Jeez.
Whew. How many dogs is this so far? 30?
This is 9, I think.
So this one failed. This one's not afraid, but it does come running out. It doesn't get its bonuses that you don't know what it's rolling for. But it charges straight in into Errol.
Yep.
Oh boy.
Yep, that adds up.
Huh.
There you go. Getting its advantage. So it is now got 1 for charging and then a plus +50 for being outnumbered. And also because they're a size smaller, they get plus +10 to attack.
Cool. Cool. Yeah, cool.
And let's go.
Yep.
It is succeeding.
It is. Yep. Okay,
My God.
Can I take a dark deal to make him reroll?
No, unfortunately not.
All right, dodge
can
test.
Can get there?
Hey, impressive success, still fail.
Well, no. It's an auto succeed, so you would succeed, actually.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
If it's a 5 or lower, it's an automatic success, no matter what. And if it's a 95 or higher, it's an automatic failure, no matter what.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so even if you have, like, 32 advantage, you can always lose it.
Right.
One in 20 chance, yeah. So somehow you're able to twist out of the way. And you gain an advantage, and he's not able to strike you.
Harold lives to fight another day for now.
Lives to fight another day. So those are the dog's turn. Go ahead, Errol. It is your turn. You are currently entangled by one of the dogs.
So I have to use my action to make a strength test.
Yes. So because the dogs are a size smaller, if you're able to untangle yourself, you can just move away without penalty. That's the benefit of being larger.
Okay. And it's specifically strength that I have to do, right?
Yes, correct.
Shit.
It's opposing strength for strength.
How strong do these dogs look?
Yeah, you have no idea. All
right, cool. Cool.
All right, let's try and break free. Yay.
Not able to see their stat block.
No, he can't.
I'm going to use my Poke Finder thing. I want to Pokedex.
Pokedex. Fighting dog. You are fucked.
All right, yeah, I'm going to try and break free.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. I failed.
Failures. Let's see what
target it.
That's okay. We can do it. Oh, and he got a crit. So no, you're definitely not.
God, get fucked, Errol.
Unless you want to reroll that, but you're gonna have to get better than plus two SL.
That's gonna be extremely difficult to do.
Oh,
now we'll let it go.
All right. So you lose an advantage, and it gains an advantage.
You should run away and just drag.
Yeah,
it with
I can't.
You.
He has no movement speed.
That is unfortunate.
And that was my action to try and break free, right?
That is correct.
Oh, can I? Ah, damn it. I forgot I have Charm Animal.
You can go ahead and try.
I'm going to make some sexy eyes at that dog.
Okay.
How's my grapple?
The top right. It is going to be very difficult. It's minus 30.
No, I'm not really going to do that.
Okay. Yeah, it wouldn't really make sense.
Yeah, I'm assuming if it was, like, not a demonic dog, it would make more sense.
Yeah, you can tell that these dogs are definitely chaos-tainted.
That's fine.
Super
easy. Barely an inconvenience.
You could, so if you wanted to go back to what you did before, for instance, if you think it's dire... You can spend that resilience to automatically succeed on that strength check to run away. Well, that'll break. Or instead of doing that, you can spend your resolve, which comes back when you do your motivations, to get rid of your entangled condition.
Ooh.
And motivation is the one that I wrote?
Correct.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Okay. So just go ahead and tick off a resolve point.
Is there anything? Does anything happen if I hit zero resolve?
No. Okay, you just don't have access to those abilities.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to use my resolve then to remove entangled.
Okay, I'll take that off of you.
I don't have to do anything to...
Because they're smaller, you can just run away. You won't be able to sprint, but you can move your run distance.
Actually, you know what? I will use my resilience to auto-pass, so that this way I keep my...
Advantage.
Right?
Oh, yes, you will. So if you take your resilience, your resolve also goes down, just so you're aware. Just like they're tied, just like fate and fortune are tied.
Okay. Gotcha. For some reason, I was thinking it was the other way. Yeah, okay.
So you can do that, but that'll also mean you have no resilience.
You can ignore that role. I'll just take away the condition then and get rid of the...
Okay.
Advantage.
Okay, not a problem. Here.
Okay. And then now I can move. Do I have to make a check for my flea?
No, because they're the size of these dogs are small. So one of the benefits of being larger is you can move. It's just as if you're brushing them aside. And the only way I would rule against that is if you were surrounded, because there's nowhere for you to move.
So I'm going to move 20 yards. To right here. And I know I took an action and I moved. Am I allowed to talk?
Yeah, something quick.
Okay, yeah, as I'm running, I'm going to yell to the guard that's above the gate. And I'm going to say... I can't remember Errol's voice now. Open the gate. We need our weapons. We need our weapons right now.
You see him. There's no check required. He saw the dogs. He's watching the fight. He's wide-eyed. But he seems to hear you.
All right. Yep. That's my turn.
Okay. So we are on to Mr. Ivan Bretdon. So you can, if you want, choose to just drop your entangled if you'd like to. And that won't cost an action or anything.
Okay, I'll drop it.
Okay. But you are still technically engaged, but because she's a halfling, she's smaller, so it's the same deal where you can move without penalty.
Okay, so I will move in front of Errol. Reciting my prayer to Ulrich. I won't bore you guys with the prayer. And do you hold actions in Warhammer?
You can.
Okay. How far away is this guy? I'm going to look to Rally. Rally Gerstner. Ralph Gerstner.
Okay. Yep, Ralph Gerstner.
Now, do you have to have proficiency in weapons in Warhammer?
Well, yes, you do. You can't use weapons that you don't have the skill for. That's melee. But like, you have melee basic and you have melee flail, which lets you use your flail, which you normally have.
So I'd have to have melee sword to be like, throw me your sword?
No, it's a, it depends on the type of weapon. So like, if he had... What they break it down into just like hand weapon is like the common weapon, which is under melee basic. So melee basic encompasses a whole variety of weapons, which usually does swords, except your like your special swords, like your, you know, bastard swords and like special things or two-handed weapons.
Okay, is his a regular sword?
Let's see. You would know from before that it is. Is just a normal sword, so it would fall under melee basic.
So I'm going to call to the guard. You guard, toss me a weapon.
You mean Ralph?
I know his name.
Yeah. You know that's the road warden you guys met with the incredible story about the goblin.
Ah, quickly, Ralph, toss me a weapon.
Get in there.
Yeah, I think we want his help.
You knew from before the fight from last week that he's incredibly intoxicated.
That's fine.
He's only throwing a sword.
What's the worst that could happen?
No way that goes wrong.
Errol, you have an advantage, right?
No, I do not.
Bummer.
So what was your ready action technically?
If one of the dogs gets closer, I want to attack them.
All right. So because you moved closer, all these dogs in here in the kennel that are afraid. Actually, they can't see you, so they're okay. So never mind. All right. So you have your ready action up. Your turn is done, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oda is going to attempt to make a strength check to break out of Snorri's grasp, and she's like, "You need my help. Let me go." And she, I can tell you she's not gonna win because she's got like a minus a bazillion.
This is Oda?
Yeah. Yep.
Saying this to me, she wants me to let her go.
Yeah. Now you can auto fail, but if you do that, you're gonna lose all your advantage. And spoiler alert, you're definitely more useful than she is in a fight. she has a minus. Her size, she has a minus 10 and then a minus 20 for being prone. So already she's not looking good. So she failed spectacularly.
Cool. Do I need to roll?
Yeah, because if you roll an auto fail, you still lose.
Cool.
So just don't roll an auto fail.
What do I have to target?
You don't have to target anything. Just roll your strength.
Oh.
Which is the S.
Challenging, right?
Yep. So you're good. So you get an advantage. She doesn't, and she's not able to break out. No surprise there.
Neat.
Snorri, it is your turn.
Can I somehow... there's not really a way to get... I want to put myself in front of Errol over here and kind of leave her behind.
So Errol? You can just... you want to move... you would move at half your movement. So if you want to drag her, leave her.
I guess, could I... Yeah, could
That's going to be eight yards of your movement to drag her over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, let's see, what would you have left? 4 yards left? You've got just enough to make it there if you wanted to do that.
Okay, I'm going to drag her over behind Errol.
Okie dokie.
Drop her and say, stay behind us. This is not looking good. And then I'll step in front of Errol and say, Master Errol, you are masterful yet again. I'm glad I've chosen you as... I'm glad I've chosen to serve you. And I'm going to get in front of him. And can I do a ready action, or was dropping her like my action?
No, you can. It's like a free thing.
Okay, cool. I am going to take a ready action that if any of these dogs get close enough to me or Errol, that I want to try to get in the way and protect Errol.
Okay. You got it.
Cool.
So, end of the round. Over here. So let's see if they overcome their fear from recently being turned to chaos. No. No. Yes. And no. It's at this time that the crowd erupts into a bedlam of just concern. They see these mutated dogs with these frothing mouths and these strange tentacles, and they just erupt in a unruly panic, and they begin to try to flood out, but there's only that one stairwell, so people are pushing each other out of the way. It is complete chaos.
First advice, not good enough, now it's too much. Fickle crap.
Yeah. So I'm going to add in the initiative for the guard that you yelled to, and Ralph Gerstner, and some other...
Ralph. Some Ralph other to members. The rescue.
Ralph to the rescue.
He's totally going to kill Errol when he throws that sword.
Oh, 100%.
Have we seen any reaction from Dieter Fleck?
He is still seated where he was, leaning over that little parapet, looking into the arena with just like a smile on his face. Just like he's watching the entertainment unfold.
Oh, I like this guy.
But he has made no move to get up, no move to help, no move to run. All right, everyone's in the fight now. So Miss Karstad Stamp is the first to run away. She makes it to right here.
And that's the person that was kind of our patron? Not patron, but supplied someone to help us?
No, you don't know any of that. You saved her granddaughter and mother in the fight. And okay. Asana was going to... You asked Asana to set up a meeting for you guys.
That's right. Okay. And Asana's the one that defended us.
Correct. Yeah. And then the hooded individual that came in behind her makes his way right beside her. Ralph stumbles, falls over the edge of the pit, and he needs to make, as he's intoxicated, an agility check with a minus 30 to land on his feet. No, he falls flat on his face inside the ring and is prone.
Poor Ralph.
But he's so epic.
He is so epic. Soon coming down the stairwell, you see Osana close behind. The same thing with the noble gentleman that made What's-Her-Face come to the pits in the first place. Oda. And he's going to run right to here.
Bitch.
Huh.
Jasper, it is your turn.
All right. Is the gate open where I can run and go collect the weapons or no?
Not yet. You do know that he heard him, and you, wherever his initiative is, you can assume that he's either going to run or open the gate.
All right. I'll say, let's see. Say, oh my god, this is just horrifying. Let me pray to Verena, and I'll try to give Ivan one of those prayers.
You do you, man.
Yep. All right. I'll do the reroll one. I'll try to give Ivan that.
Okay.
Damn it. You said the fortune was reset?
The fortune is reset, so you can try that, yeah, if you want to reroll it.
All right, I'll try that.
No.
God damn it. All right, I'll just, that'll be my turn. Okay. I'll just stay where I am.
You got it.
Brett.
Yeah.
You still only had one prayer ever answered.
Yep.
What the hell, man?
Worst priest ever.
To be fair, he's a new priest. He's not well versed yet.
Okay. I accept.
This fighting dog can't move yet. This one can. And is just enough to get in range.
I mean, the way I think it works is I have like a 44% chance, right?
Yeah. Basically, yeah. Ivan, you get your attack.
Astounding success. Still won by a lot.
Yep. Well, we don't know. And this dog is going to attempt to dodge.
Why didn't you dodge?
Oh no.
Oh no.
So he failed, and you do. So it was strength bonus plus 4, plus 8 because of the difference in SL. So Ivan's strength is 3. So 8, 9, 10, 11. Oh, I did it correct. That's weird. Onto the body. So it's going to do an amount of damage that you do not realize.
Hmm.
Okay. And Brian, you will gain an advantage. The dog will lose his advantage. And then the dog gets 1 for charging in and makes its attack. Targeting Ivan. Oh, wow. So he super fails.
Super freak.
Sorry. So, Brian, are you dodging or trying to deflect it with weapon skill?
He deflected.
Oh, shit. Okay, so, super.
So that will be weapon skill, which is your main characteristic page.
Damn it, I'm an idiot.
Difficulty is always challenging. So you fail less, so you're just fine. So you get an advantage for that. Next dog is going to also run, but can't quite make it. Can't quite make it into combat. This dog doesn't move. The one with the tentacle will run straight up. Snorri, if you're there, I know you said you were AFK. You can make your reaction.
Don just texted me. I'm AFK, my turn comes up, or ready action. Sent Steve a text, but he's DMing, so yeah.
Yes, so I'm guessing he wants me to do it for him?
Yeah, this is his ready action?
Yeah, which would just be an attack.
Yeah, I guess that's really all he wanted to do.
He's sending me a text as we speak. All right, so he said to roll it for him. So he's going to attack the dog with a fist. And he rolls a crit.
That's right, you crit that doggo.
crit that doggo, and I'm going to attempt to dodge it. Not gonna matter.
Can we not invite Don next week and have you roll for him? And we'll just eventually sprinkle in "and my axe" once in a while.
And my axe.
And my axe.
Oh, good, you're back. So, oh, Don, no, I rolled a crit back. For you.
I am not back. I am indisposed, but I can hear you.
Okay, good. Well, go. I rolled a crit for you. So,
great.
It was a tie on success levels, but you have the better skill. Or no, I have the better skill, so I win. Right? 87. How is your 87? No, 47. You have the better. Oh, because you have the... Never mind. Yeah, so you have the better skill, so you win. You're dealing strength bonus and damage, which is going to be 3. So you deal 3 damage to the dog, and you roll a crit on its left arm, so its left front paw.
Isn't there a bonus because they're a smaller size, too?
So there is. You can, for instances of the damage, you can reverse your results, which on a crit doesn't matter. Or no, I'm sorry. You can take the unit's die instead of the SL, so that would actually be more damage. That'd be an extra 4 damage. So I'm assuming you'd want to do that, yeah.
For definite.
Yeah. So you do. Okay, so you do that, and then your crit, you rolled a dislocated shoulder. Well, that sucks. So I need to pass a -20 endurance test. That's not good. Endurance is based off toughness. So I basically need a 10 or lower.
Well, please don't do that.
He did not do that.
Yay!
So he's got 1 stunned condition. Yeah.
Bad dog.
That sucks.
I'm gonna say to the dog, just imagine if I had my axe.
Luckily, his melee attacks are not with his paws.
Right.
I feel bad for these dogs.
Yeah, right. They're not even a thing. So stunned, you're incapable of taking an action on your turn and can only use your move to stagger half your normal speed. You also suffer a minus penalty per stun to all tests. You can defend yourself. Anyone that's trying to strike you gets a +1 advantage before attacking.
Nice. So my advantage now is 5, right?
Correct. And because you stunned him, he's no longer able to make his attacks.
Ha ha!
Good job, me, for rolling for you.
Thank you, you.
Next one is going to run. It's going to run straight at Jasper. Gaining 1 advantage and attempting to bite the man. And he gets a +10 for being smaller. To hit. And so far he's succeeding with +2 success levels.
All right, so I roll to defend.
You can either dodge or... Dip, use duck. Your weapon skill to try to parry it.
Or dodge again.
Does that work without a weapon skill? Or a weapon?
Yeah, it's just using your hands. It's just using your base weapon skill. So your characteristic.
I think so. Let me just double check. Dodge is 40. What's the other thing? I'll just use dodge.
Okay. Yeah, as I said, weren't like all of your stats really high?
Mine? Like the utility stuff.
Gotcha.
Let's see.
Yeah, he's only got a 27 toughness.
All right, I'm going to try to fortune point. How many fortune points do I have? Yay!
Hey, you did it.
And so you got an advantage.
Okay, so you gain an advantage. This dog loses its advantage.
All right. Right click. 1. All right.
And its tentacle shoots out from its ribcage, trying to latch onto your body.
All right, so that's another dodge?
That would be another dodge. All right. It gets a +10 for being smaller. Oh, it's failing. So don't fail worse.
All right.
Hey.
You're good. Hey. So you gain another advantage.
Hell yeah. It's the blue one in the top, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Nope, but he's going to run out. So another dog comes out of the gate running. And we'll get to right there. This one isn't able to do anything. Still scared.
Scared. I ain't never scared.
No, didn't do that. But he gets to move. And he'll attempt to get around here. All right. This guard comes over from inside the fighting rest area and throws open, uses his action to throw open the gate for you.
Huzzah!
So the gate is open, and it is Errol's turn.
Errol is going to say... nothing. He's actually just gonna make a break to get his gun.
I'll carry Oda?
I mean, you'd have to use your action to pick her up.
Yeah.
But, all right, so how much movement? You were there.
Yeah, it's right there. So
that's 8 yards.
Getting to the gate is, yeah, getting heat where I am now is 8 yards.
All right. 12, all right. So let me put you back where you are. Hold on 1 second. So you enter the rest area, and you have 2 yards left of movement. You can use your action to pick up your weapons.
Okay, yeah, I'll use my action to pick up my weapons and then move.
Yeah, so it's basically one square.
Yep. I'll move right back there. Do I have... No, I would not have line of sight. I probably should not be firing my shotgun from here.
You technically have line of sight to literally the whole group because they are right in direct line from the door.
All right, let's see.
So if you're measuring from the gate to outside, Jasper is 8 yards away, and the furthest dog is 14 yards away in that cluster.
Oops. Okay, let's see. Okay. Okay, so...
you can do it!
Basically, I can fire an AoE into the middle of the crowd, which sounds like a really good idea.
It does.
What's the worst that could happen?
Let's see. So, blast all characters within undefined yards. I'm assuming that's the level of blast. So, within 3 yards of the struck target, take skill level plus weapon damage and suffer any condition the weapon... oh, that's cool. Can you actually... are you able to reveal the arena to me?
Not until I put you back out there.
Okay, can you just briefly put me back out there?
Sure. You're trying to get the distance for your weapon?
Yeah, I'm trying to get an idea of how many of my allies I'm about to shoot.
Sure.
All of us.
So I will put you... so you are underground... but you were right there, which is the same amount of distance.
Perfect. Okay, so if I target...
actually, you're 14 yards, so you're actually one farther.
So if I target the one that... let me make sure I can reach it first. I can. Okay, so if I target that one, I think that Splash won't hit Ivan.
It's 3 yards?
Yeah.
Because he's kind of the corner, it will hit Ivan.
Okay, but then it would... that means it also hits... it would hit all five dogs.
It would also hit all five dogs.
And I know Ivan pretty well at this point.
Ivan won't give a fuck.
I think if I'm shooting five dogs and happen to hit Ivan, I think Ivan takes that.
Oh, totally.
Don't shoot me.
I appreciate those words, conscious Ivan, but I know you better than my consciousness version of you.
Okay, shoot me.
I'm gonna shoot at this fucking dog.
Yeah. All right. So, wow. All right. This is our first range.
Yup.
So you need to make a successful ballistic skill test. This just there's no opposing it. It's just because it's a ranged attack.
Okay. So I use the weapon, or I use...
You use the weapon, so you have... What did you take? You took range...
Ranged engineering.
Yeah, so you use that to make your test.
Okay.
Yeah, you actually don't have to target anybody, because it's not opposed.
Oh,
and okay. So you suffer a crit to every single person underneath that.
Cool.
Which includes Brian.
Yes.
But you're doing, let's see, so you're doing 9 damage. So let me do that first. Ouch. And that is in the left arm.
You shot me in the left arm?
Just a little bit.
That's the dog, right, that I shot in the left arm?
Yeah, but we're just going to, for sake of brevity, we're going to say that they all get the same crit. Unless you want to roll a separate crit, because you're getting a crit against Ivan as well.
You son of a bitch.
Because it's a blast template. It's everyone underneath the template.
If it makes you feel better, I just crit 5 dogs.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
And you can describe...
Sorry.
The one that was already... One of the ones that were already wounded by Ivan, you can describe that one.
Okay, so everyone's battling. They don't really notice that Errol walks away. And all of a sudden, from back in the rest area, there's a loud explosion. And suddenly, just bits of pellets are just raining across those dogs. Just the one dog just completely, its head is basically just disintegrated from all this bird shot spreading throughout the dogs. Unfortunately, it does also clip... Ivan's arm, but yeah, basically just wipes out the legs of all the dogs.
They're fine.
Sorry. Ulrich told me to do it.
Well, that's good.
Think of it as a long distance whip from Ulrich.
Yeah. So let's see. So, Ivan, you have no armor, so 11 minus 3, you take 8 damage.
You're going to do it for me, because I don't have quite up yet.
You have 4 wounds left.
Thanks.
Sorry.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, so
my weapon, really dangerous.
Well, it's not done yet.
Oh.
So, first things first, let's do your crit. So roll your crit, so you can click on the little crit table button next to your attack.
Okay.
Damaged artery. Gain 4 bleeding conditions. Until you receive surgery, every time you take damage to this arm hit location, you gain 2 bleeding conditions.
Fuck you, Ian.
So what bleeding does is you lose 1 wound at the end of every round. Per bleeding condition you have, ignoring all modifiers, 1 bleeding condition can be removed with a heal test. When you remove all bleeding conditions, you gain a fatigued condition.
Can Brian roll like a resolve or anything to say no, he doesn't get hit?
No, it's an unopposed test.
Ooh, neat.
And he has no armor to... He doesn't wear armor, so he can't negate the crit. Normally, you can take a... You can reduce your armor as if it's getting damaged, and then you don't suffer the crit, but he's not wearing any.
It was his loincloth?
No. I'm pretty sure all these dogs are just dead. And lastly, for a black powder weapon, everyone has to make a... Where is it?
Cool test.
Yeah. Well, I guess I need a new character.
An average cool test, or take a broken condition.
Well, you can't die as long as you have resilience? Is that the one?
Fate.
So, sorry.
What is it, challenging, Steve, the cool test?
It's an average, it says.
Average. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. Oh no, Jasper, you're not involved in this.
I thought you said everyone.
Everyone that got hit.
Okay.
So Ivan, you need a
shot.
Yeah. Ivan needing an average cool test.
I'm going to bank this roll for later.
Yeah, save that for the heal test on Ivan.
So this dog gets a broken condition, which means it's going to run away.
Can't fucking believe a crit.
It's how it works. Conscious. Oh, there we go. Broken. You get a broken. Your average cool. You also get a broken. Broken. Oh, that one's dead anyway. I guess I'll just delete that one. So, oops.
Just get fucked.
Get.
There we go. You. There we go. Still waiting on Ivan's cool chest. So all the dogs failed.
Steve, I need you to roll for me. The thing's not working.
Okie dokie. All right, so you have your cool skill. It's an average. You succeed, so you do not get a broken condition. Okay, Errol.
You treacherous motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Is that your turn?
Is there anyone still in the fighter rest area?
Just the guard.
Okay, so none of the other guys were in there before there. Okay.
Correct.
Yeah, that's my turn.
All right.
One final question. How does reloading work?
So you need to spend your action to reload.
Okay.
And you need to
pass a test to reload.
Yeah. Which, gotcha. It's an extended range test. So yeah, so it'd be your whatever the weapon is, so engineering.
Okay.
And let's see, what does it say for engineering? What do you need for that reload? It should say under that weapon's profile. What do you have? You have a blunderbuss?
Yeah.
So you need to get 2 success levels. So you can keep testing.
Basically, I make a ranged test using my engineering skill. As long as it's a +2, I succeed.
Correct. And if you get a +1, it banks. That's it. Extended test. So you can try again next round.
Oh, nice. It looks like it automatically deducted my ammo, too.
Oh, cool.
So. All right. Yeah, that's my turn, then.
Okay.
I did enough damage.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, let me add the 4 bleeding conditions to Ivan.
Huh.
So I'm going to die next turn.
Oh, you're going to have to take a... because there's no... You can't remove those until you get surgery. And I guarantee you, there's no way you're getting surgery before you die.
Huh.
Okay. Thanks, Ian.
If it helps. Ian.
It does.
Genuinely feel bad.
Oda uses her turn, her movement to stand up, and then she pulls out her butter knife, and she's like... And that's her turn.
Years of surgery experience to heal Ivan.
Of course. With how she goes, you know it'll be fine.
Sorry, is Ivan dying?
Is Ivan what?
Dying?
Yeah.
Ian shot him with a blunderbuss.
He got better.
Thought he'd get better.
Not yet. And you see the guards rush around the noble entourage of Osana and Helen and whatnot, escorting them out. As they come around, creating a square around them, they're using their halberds and just pushing people out of the way. knocking them down. They don't care. Snorri, it is your turn. Oh, and also, I'll take it away for you, but Ivan, you lost all your advantage as well because you got shot.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, whenever you take damage or gain a condition,
it's just insult to injury at this point.
Yeah.
So do I see that Ivan is bleeding profusely on his arm or something?
Oh, yeah. His left arm is fucked. It's ripped to shreds.
All right, I will abandon trying to fight the dogs, and even though I have no medical skill, I would try to stop the bleeding. I feel like I know a little something about that as a soldier.
Do I have
no? You do not have the heal skill. So technically, the only one that could attempt to help is Brett.
Is heal surgery?
I think there is an actual surgical talent. Let me look super fast. Yeah, there is an actual surgery talent. So you can't actually heal the. Yeah, you could heal his wounds once.
But he but you're
bleeding. Yeah, but you're not able to perform the surgery.
Unbelievable.
Damn.
Is there anything that I could do to possibly... I'm not talking to you, Siri. Is there anything that I could do to possibly help Ivan?
Pray to Ulrich.
Yeah, you can give him comforting words and tell him Ulrich is watching over him.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm dead.
I don't like that.
If only one of you was the doctor.
Is there a doctor here?
Even if there was, how would you know that right now at this moment?
Let's see. Could I do something like a swap spots with Ivan to not provoke an attack from these dogs? Like just get him out of the way.
If you move him, they're gonna try to attack him probably.
Can't see the fucking map.
Actually, you know what? No, you can move him, but because they're broken. If they weren't broken, they would attack him. But because they have the broken condition, that basically means that on their turn, they're going to run away.
Okay.
So if you'd like to drag him away now, I will allow it. You're using half your movement.
All right. I will drag Ivan away and start screaming for a doctor. Is there a doctor anywhere? My friend needs help. So
you're looking up into the stands as you're screaming, and you can see that there are people actually trampling other people trying to get out of the arena. The nobles are pushing town folk out of their way, knocking them down, not caring for their own injuries. No one is even looking into the pits anymore, except for Ralph Gerstner, who's fallen prone into the sands.
Great. How do I get out of here then? Because I'm going to start to just drag him.
The only two open gates are the north gate, which is where the fighting rest area is, and the southeast gate, which is where the fighting dogs came out of.
Okay, well, I'll start to drag. I'll drag him as far north as I can.
So that's 6 yards.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3 squares, right?
Yep. I'll move him for you, because you can't move him.
I cannot.
So you move him right there.
And I will do everything that I can to defend him at this point. So can I be in this spot, and I've moved him there?
You can, sure. Your action is to move him, but you can certainly try to position yourself.
Okay, cool. So I'll do that, and I'm going to look at Jasper and just kind of pleading with him. Can you do anything, Jasper? And that'll be my turn.
Okay. End of the round. All the dogs take 4 wounds from their bleeding conditions. This one here dies. As you see, it just crumple into a heap from loss of blood. Ivan also takes 4 wounds from his bleeding conditions.
Wait. Can I use a resiliency to drop my bleeding condition?
Ooh.
Yes, please, yes.
I don't think you can do it on your turn, but I will allow it.
Okay. I would like to drop the bleeding condition.
So how many are you using? You have 3 resilience available. I'm sorry, 3 resolve available. You have 4 bleeding conditions, and you have 4 wounds.
Well, I guess it doesn't matter because I'm going to die next round anyway. I'll take 2.
Why don't you use all of them?
Because I'm going to die next round anyway.
All right, so you take 2. I'll take that away from you. You take 2 resolve away. You remove 2.
And I can't
2...
get this thing to foundry to work, so I can't do anything.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do it for you. So you remove 2 of the bleeding conditions, and you take 2 wounds from the remaining 2. So you have 2 health left, 2 wounds left. But you're still kicking with 1 crit. 1 crit. Suffered, I guess I should say.
Inside, like, my that one thing that I have, like, special features, I think I have, like, super resilient. I think that might let me absolve a condition as well.
Very resilient?
Yeah.
+5 to your starting toughness characteristic. Resistance, you can automatically pass the first test for being stabbed.
Damn, if only I knew I was gonna get fucking shot.
Yeah, none of your other stuff helps you.
Okay.
I mean, if you think about it, a bullet is just stabbing him really, really quickly.
If you would have loaded your blunderbuss with knives, maybe I would have allowed that. Yeah.
God, can't fucking believe this.
End of the round. Snorri, you did not attack. Oh, no, you did. You made your reaction attack. So you're good. You're good. Okay. So these ones get to check. These dogs that are still in the fighting pits get to test for their fear. Nope, still scared. Still scared. Still scared. So you're lucky those 3 dogs didn't come out, or even worse. Top of the round, Helen is gonna. Her and her entourage are going to move even farther away. And I'm just going to move them all for convenience. Ralph is going to use his movement to stand up at a prone, and he has no action because he's so fucking drunk. Jasper, it is your turn.
Okay. I heard Snorri ask for help, so I'll run over to Ivan.
Okay.
Say, did I see that Errol just blew him away, or I just don't really know what happened?
You definitely know that a shot came out. I would say that you're probably looking at the dogs, so I don't think you would have saw him shoot, but you definitely saw the impact of the weapon.
All right, so I'll say, oh my god, what happened to Ivan? He's bleeding all over.
Errol's totally going to throw his gun aside, pick up his sword, and run out and be like, oh, what happened?
So you said I can't do surgery, but I will try to heal him.
Correct. So this will be his one heal test for the encounter, and this is to repair wounds.
Okay, and it's challenging?
It would be challenging, yeah.
All right.
Very easy. Snorri's there to cheer him up.
Huh.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Ooh. Oh, yay.
Wow. So, your advantage doesn't come into play to this, but you still succeed regardless.
Okay.
So you're taking 2 SLs away. I believe you would heal 4, if I'm correct. 4 wounds. Let me just double check. Let's see, healing. Healing skill test. It's an intelligence bonus. What's your intelligence bonus?
Int. Well, I got a 36 total. I don't know.
So three. That's okay. The first, yeah. So three plus the three. So you would have done six. So you get six wounds back. I'll put that on your sheet. So you're at eight wounds, Ivan.
Yay. Thank you, Jasper.
Good job.
Well, Jasper. I'll take Ivan's hand or whatever, and then I'll put my other hand on the wound. I'll say, don't worry, Ivan. Verena is with you, and Ulrich is also with you.
I do not fear death.
But Ulrich would want you to fight on.
I shall fight to my last breath. And then kind of give a side eye to Errol.
Errol shrugs.
All right. That's my turn. That's my turn, Steve.
Okay.
Thank you, Brett.
No problem. Yeah,
you should definitely thank Brett.
Thank you, Brett.
I did.
This dog doesn't move, still scared. This one is going to, because it's broken, runs directly back towards the entrance or dog area. This one is, not scared. Well, he's still scared, but he's able to overcome it temporarily to move eight. So right there. This dog comes out. This one is broken. Hauls ass. Or at least attempts to. Let's see if he finally whips up. He does not. But this one's going to run straight at Snorri. Yep. So move straight at Snorri. It's going to get plus one advantage for charging.
I'm going to fuck it up.
And it's going to target you with an attack. And it has a... And it's going to get plus 20 because it's smaller to hit you. So far is hella succeeding with plus 8 success levels.
Damn. So what can I oppose it with?
Either your weapon skill, which is your unarmed attacks, because I don't think you have melee brawling, or your dodge skill. You can technically oppose it with any test that makes sense, but those are the two most commons.
Melee basic, I couldn't, but I could do regular melee, right?
No, it's just your regular weapon skill characteristic, because you don't have melee brawling, which is the same as your melee.
Okay.
The value is the same.
Not the skill, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So right now you're losing.
But it's winning by 4, so I'd have to essentially roll a 1 to beat it, right?
You have to beat 8 success levels, so yeah. You basically need a 10 or lower.
And don't forget the 10 damage is going to be reduced by your armor and then by your toughness, right?
Yes, yeah, on the body location. So right now, as it stands, it's doing 18 damage.
18 damage.
And it would be subtracted by your body location, 6. So it would be doing 12 damage.
Minus my toughness as well? Or
no? That is already taken into account.
So it's not doing 10 damage, or was that already reduced?
No, that's wrong.
Okay.
He's got plus 8. Actually, no, I'm sorry. I calculated that wrong.
Yeah, it'd be doing 14 damage minus...
It would be doing 10 damage. I'm sorry. My bad. Math is hard.
Do I gotta heal you now, Dom?
So 10 minus your... It would be doing 4 total damage. That's much different.
Oh, okay.
4 total damage.
And then I lose all the... Well, you know.
You would lose all your advantage.
I need my axe.
And my axe.
And fortune's the one that resets, right?
every play session, yeah.
Correct. Okay,
I'll re-roll. Hold on, I pressed the wrong thing on that. Oh, damn it. So I need to right-click on my skill test, right?
Just right-click on the box, yeah.
Yeah, your weapon, yeah. The test that you rolled.
It says
and it says use a fortune point.
To add one SL.
Oh.
Can I not re-roll that? Or?
You could re-roll or add. So.
I mean, you just re-roll it. We can do it by math.
Okay.
That's worse. That was worse. You take more damage. Huh. So that's
this game.
A difference of 8 SL.
Dark deal. Do it.
So that's going to be 14 damage subtracted by your 6 for the body. So it'll be 8 total damage.
Fuck it. I'll take the 8 damage.
Okay, so you take
wait.
8
wounds. Can I use like a resolve?
To do what?
Just auto-succeed or auto-happen.
That's a resilience.
And the resilience is like impossible to get back.
No, you guys just have to do something amazing and heroic. And before you ask, no, fighting these mutated dogs does not count.
Does getting shot by your teammate count?
It should. Not. But I could.
Does,
okay, so I'd
have shooting
to
your teammate count.
Yes.
So I'd have to use resilience. I can't use resolve.
Resolve doesn't do that. You gain immunity to.
I'll use a resilience then. To just auto succeed.
You can ignore the modifier. Resolve also goes down by 1. And so you auto pass. So you take no damage and you get a advantage.
Fuck that dog.
Next dog.
Don, you should exhaust the dark deal first.
No.
Always take the dark gods. Ooh. So he's not unafraid, but he's able to move.
Don, look how strong these dogs are.
Yeah.
You could be that strong too.
Ooh.
I mean, me man raises a strong point.
Don't you want a tentacle coming out of your face?
Who doesn't want a couple of extra appendages to do, you know, whatever they want?
True.
If you had
this dog runs.
God.
Will run straight away. The guard that is in the room.
We're guards. Wow.
Let's see what he does. Let's have him make a cool check to see if he helps or not. No, he runs away.
Huh.
So he you can see him through the gate. He bolts it towards the other end of the exit to the rest area. Errol, it's your turn. You and your big dick gun.
Shoot them again.
I'll have to reload.
That's true.
And shoot again.
So Errol's going to walk out. Walk to there. Nope.
You want me to hold my thing out? Can you see my measuring tool?
I can see it.
How far are you trying to move?
I'm trying to move to 3 squares to the left of Ivan.
So you can. That's 14 yards from where you are.
I can, but also I can't because technically I'm on the other side of a wall.
No, that's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
No, I mean the app's not letting me because
oh
the wall.
Sorry,
that's all right.
So right there.
There we go. Yeah, and I'm going to begin reloading.
Okay, so you make your engineering test. You need 2 SLs to successfully reload. It's extended, so you can keep testing it.
Okay. And just at challenging?
Yes. So it is reloaded.
And I reloaded it 3 times, right? That's how that works?
Sure. Only if you're targeting Ivan.
If I hit him now, I can hit everyone.
That's true.
Do it.
Hey, voice in my head. What do I get if I kill everyone?
Everything.
And can I still shoot?
No, so your action is the reload.
Will I lose my advantage?
You lose 1.
Okay, so because I didn't attack, so even though I made a test, it wasn't a combat test. Got it.
Yeah, it's at the end of the round, It's if you don't win a test.
Oh, but so it looks if I get like attacked, I still have a chance to.
Yeah, but it looks like you're not going to get attacked.
Gotcha. Okay, and I'm also going to turn to Ivan and very sheepishly go, I'm really sorry about that. And that's my turn.
Okay. Oda is going to attempt to attack the dog.
What?
Damn it, Oda.
I mean, it is technically all her fault, if you think about it.
Wasn't she, like, dead?
You guys weren't doing... You guys were... She has zero wounds, but you were intentionally not killing her.
Yes.
So, yeah, you guys weren't... She's not dead. And she has a while to go before she's knocked unconscious. Actually, she did pretty well.
Holy shit.
Not good enough. So she's unable to stab the dog, and she gives the dog an advantage.
Great. I'm gonna shout to... Can I shout to her? Like, on her turn or no?
Not on her turn, no.
Cool.
She's like, see, I'm helping.
I look at the dog seeming to get more energy.
Snorri, it's your turn.
I look at the dog seeming to get more energy, and I look to Odin and say, get the fuck out of here, lass. That gate is open. See, could I get myself and Ivan out of here?
What's your movement?
Not
six,
really.
Right? So, you would be able to move Ivan and push him just to the other side of the gate, but you would still be on this side of the gate.
Can Ivan move? Like, did we skip his turn?
He can move. He got shot after his turn, I believe.
But we started a new round and he hasn't gone.
No, I haven't had my turn yet.
Oh, you know what? That was my fault. I didn't I accidentally undid your initiative. Oh, so you... okay, so nothing much changed. You go after Errol. So go ahead, Ivan. Take your turn. My bad.
I really wish I could see what was going on. I don't know why Foundry doesn't work anymore.
I mean, you're the only one, and your computer's from 1987.
It's from 2016, but...
it might as well be 1987.
I don't...
So you're surrounded by Snorri, Jasper, and Oda. There is one dog engaged with Snorri and Oda. The rest have kind of fled, and there's two dogs that are coming towards you guys.
Can we get behind the gate? And Errol, what the fuck are you doing here?
Can I use Frenzy?
You sure can.
I'm gonna die anyway. So I want to use Frenzy, and I want to attack the closest dog, please.
Alright, so you need a willpower test.
Okay.
I guess you need me to roll these for you?
Yeah.
Alright. So, let's see. Willpower, 38. You succeed.
Yay.
Good job. So you work yourself into a frenzy. You have plus one strength, and you get a free attack action.
So I can attack twice?
Yeah, basically.
Oh.
And... you basically, after your frenzy is over, you get a fatigue condition, which means you're tired.
Okay.
So if you want to move closer to the dog, you can. It's one step away from the door towards the center of the ring.
So I can reach it?
No, you got to move. Snorri intention.
No. I mean, I can reach it with my movement.
Yeah. It's 2 yards away. You just have to move towards it instead of the door.
Okay. I'm going to reach over to my damaged arm. I think you said it was my left?
Yes.
I'm going to take and get blood all over my right hand and smear it on my face. And I'm going, I anoint myself with the blood of Ulrich. I shall not fear to bleed. I pledge myself to Ulrich's work that I shall not fear to suffer. I shall give myself to Ulrich. That I shall not fear to die. And I charge at the dog. And I want to beat the shit out of him.
Sweet. I'm guessing you don't have dice, right?
Oh, yeah, I have dice.
Do you want to just actually roll your dice?
Yep.
Do you know how to calculate any of this?
Probably if I saw what I was adding up.
Alright, so your weapon's skill is 42. You need to roll under it. Yeah, with a D100.
Uh, 33.
All right, so 33, so 42 minus 33, you're just taking the tens digit. So 4 minus 3, you get 1 success level so far. The dog, which is attempting to dodge, has 1 success level. His agility is 30. Your weapon skill is 42. You have higher, so you break the tie. So you do damage. So you don't get any extra for the success levels, but you do your strength in damage, which is 36. So your strength bonus is 3. So you do 3 points of damage to the dog. And you gain an advantage. It loses its advantage. You do 3 points of damage. And it is undamaging, so its armor is technically doubled.
What's doubled?
It's armor, because your punches are, they're considered undamaging weapons. So basically the armor on the dog is doubled, which I think I forgot with the first round of strikes.
So does that means I don't do any damage?
You always do at least one.
So
but you don't know the
I don't
didn't know that.
Okay. Well, since I only have this, I can attack him one more time, right?
Yep, with your frenzy. And actually, you do 1 extra damage because your strength is considered 1 higher. So
okay.
Technically, you do 4 damage. Minus okay. whatever.
All right, so I'll just do it again.
Okie dokie.
27.
All right. So 27, you have a weapon skill of 42, plus your 10 advantage is 52. What'd you say, 27?
Yeah, so 3.
So 3.
Come on, die, you fucking dog.
And he fails. So difference of 5 SLs plus your 1, so it'd be 6, and then your strength bonus is 3, so 9 damage. Okay. It is not dead yet.
Damn it.
Well, actually, hold on. So you're bigger. Let's try to get you. So you can use the damaging trait because you're a size bigger. So you're instead of the 3 SL, you can use the 7.
Okay.
So that gives you an extra 4 damage.
I like that.
Still not dead.
Ah.
And I believe that is your turn, correct?
Yeah, I don't think I can do anything else.
You have extra movement if you want to move away again.
Where's Errol?
Let's see. Errol is to your character's right, 8 yards away.
Can I reach him?
Yes. I'd 6 like yards, to, actually.
To run over to Errol.
Okay. So you've... oops. I didn't mean to tick everybody. Mike.
Knowing that I'm dying... I'm bleeding too much. I'm going to take my hand with my blood on it, if you'll let me. And I'll smear it on his face and say, this is the blood of Ulrich. May you rule as a warrior king.
I will let you do it, but if Errol doesn't want you to touch him, he can automatically not let you touch him because you've already used your actions.
Errol,
so it's up to Errol.
Resist.
Okay.
What? Did he say he does not resist?
He does not resist.
Yes.
So you have Ivan's arm blood on your face.
Which has also probably been to my penis at some point, so just think about that.
Naturally. Okay, so with proper initiative restored, it is Snorri's turn.
I guess I'm gonna beat this dog to death. Well, Steve, let me ask you, can I attack this thing, and then if I try to run and get my axe, what is all that?
You can attack him as your action, you can move to where your axe is, but you can't equip yourself yet.
Would that need to be my action?
Yes.
Hmm.
I'm sure Oda can take care of this one dog.
She'll be fine. Can I tell her to get me my axe and bring it back to me?
Sure.
Do I need to do like a charm test or anything for that?
No.
Okay, cool. You know what? Let me attack the dog first.
Do you, man?
That'll be my regular melee thing. Regular melee. Hooray!
Okay, describe it.
Okay. I look at this disgusting creature, and I just kind of, it's like barking at me, and I just take my hands and I squeeze its head together, and I just twist, turn, and pull, and I rip its head off. I look at Oda, and I say, "Go get me my axe, lass. You're not helping us out here, unfortunately, and I don't want you to get hurt."
Okay.
And I'll take a step back so I'm a little closer to this. So maybe she can be closer to me? I don't know. That.
Okay. All right. End of the turn. All the dogs that were shot, you see them drop dead.
Sweet.
They didn't quite make it out, and you see them from their wounds expire. Ivan takes another two wounds.
Did everybody clear out of the building we're in?
There are two dogs that are rushing towards you. And because Ivan took damage from the bleeding, he loses his advantage. Errol, you lose one advantage for not doing anything that round, combat-wise. These dogs try to make their cool test. They're still technically scared. Both of them are, and the dog that's in the kennel still also still scared. All right. End of the round. Or I should say top of the round. Round 7.
I able to give a resilience point to Ivan?
No. And it seems that this round you see Oda kind of woozy and she falls unconscious.
Of course she does, fucking bitch.
Well, you know, this is because she's been at zero wounds for a long time, and it seems to have exceeded her toughness bonus now, so she is now fallen unconscious. Okay. The noble entourage moves closer to the exit. Ralph. He's like, rah, 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 and he raises his sword and charges headlong at the dogs. Jasper, it is your turn.
All right, so I can't heal Ivan anymore. I don't know what the rest of the group is doing. Are we going to stay and kill the last two dogs? Or? All right, I'll just move over to where Ivan is, and I'll just stay by his side, and I'll try to give a prayer to, or blessing to Snorri.
Okay.
Hey, I did it.
Did it.
Yay. Two prayers have been answered. I'm so happy.
All right, so you get a free reroll, Don.
Sweet.
Do I click anything else, Steve, or am I good?
I think you're good.
All right.
I wonder if you can. I know with like magic you can overcast. I don't know if that's the same with prayers. Mm-hmm. You have the blessing. What is that? What is that blessing called? The blessing of fortune.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh yeah. So for each two success levels in a pray test, you may choose one of the following: extend the range by 6 yards, add an additional target, or give an additional 6 rounds. So you can choose two additional things. So you could essentially target 3 people with that, or any combination of that.
So if I do like one target, one duration, then will the two targets get like an additional six rounds?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how I'm actually. Yeah, I'll roll it that way. That makes sense to me. So you can do two targets, get 12 rounds to use this.
All right, I'll do Ivan and Snorri.
Okay.
Yep. And I'll stand there with my head bowed, praying. I'll say, "Queen Marino, watch over Ivan. Don't let him die today. And watch over Snorri as well, and give him the strength to protect Ivan." And that'll be my turn.
Okay. Nice. You guys got to remember that.
I'll remind them if they...
they forget.
Wish they need it.
So this dog's able to move. And it will move right here. That'll be its turn. This dog... no. No. So that's the dogs. This guard continues to run away. And Errol, it is your turn.
Okay. You know what time it is.
No.
Why? Is it blast time?
It's fucking blast time. Errol's on a power trip now.
Hey, okay, Steve, the dog that I killed, that didn't happen to be one of the dogs that attacked and hit Errol, was it?
I was not tracking that, but we can say it was, because he was basically hit by all of them.
Sweet.
Alright, Errol is going to attack the one in the middle of the three of them, so the blast will hit all of them.
You got it.
And that is this. That's another crit. Holy shit.
And also, they already gain a broken condition because you move closer. Oh, they have to pass a cool test, so let's do that first. Even before all this. So that one's got a broken. Broken. And they all have broken. Okay. And...
oh, this time I get minor arm cut.
Well, that's not bad.
Would have been better if he did that one before.
Oh, so they get one bleeding condition.
Yeah. Sure. I shoot Ivan's arm off, and this time it's like a minor abrasion.
Yeah, so they got a little shrapnel blast. How much damage did you do?
It was a 9.
9? So they take 9 damage. Okay. And they will need to pass another test, another cool test, to see if they're get another broken condition. Which I'm assuming they will not. Oh, so this one doesn't get another one. This one will get one, and this one won't get another one. So this one's got 2 broken conditions on it. Okay. Good job.
Is Errol able to move again?
Yeah, you can use the rest of your movement.
Okay, I'll move back where I was. Actually, no. You know what? I'm going to stand in front of Oda.
Okay.
And that is Errol's turn.
All right. Ivan, it is your turn.
Stepping forward to defend his friends that he also may have killed.
I'll use my last resiliency to remove one more of the bleed conditions.
Okay.
Right, so, is that the one? Resilience?
No. Resolve moves a condition.
Okay.
So you have 0 resolve left, and you only have 1 bleeding left.
Is there anything I can't roll to remove that at all?
No. And normally Brett can heal healing, but the critical that you suffered specifically says that only surgery can do it. Because he sliced an artery when he shot you in the arm. So your arm is literally like Quentin Tarantino spurting blood.
Huh.
Man, how much life do I have left?
Right now, you have 8 wounds left because Jasper actually did a pretty awesome heal test on you.
Hey, Steve.
Yes.
Just because this is the first time we've really come into contact with resolve, resilience, whatever, can we say that Brian did all 3 of those, like, 2 rounds ago when he did the 2?
No. We're not backtracking.
No.
Yeah, that's all like right. That's too
that's
far.
Cheating.
All right.
And plus, he knew the effects of it. It wasn't like it was a surprise.
All right.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I was. Yeah. How far away are the dogs?
From you, the closest dog is 22 yards.
I'm gonna reach him anyway.
Right there. He's on the middle.
Fucking now.
So this is important for you to know, which is going to help in your decision.
Mm-hmm.
While subject to frenzy, you're immune to all other psychology, will not flee or retreat for any reason. Indeed, you must always move at full rate towards the closest enemy you can see in order to attack.
Okay. What is full rate? 16?
16, or you can make action to sprint, which means you're using your action to attempt an athletics test. And you add your success levels to how far you can move in yards. So it would be 16 plus your SL level.
What's my SL level?
Well, you have to roll it.
Oh.
Your athletics is a 38.
Are the dogs fleeing?
Not yet.
Okay.
Your character hasn't seen them turn. As the last thing you saw was them rushing towards Ralph Gerstner.
Oh, well, fuck that guy. So in order for me to keep friends, I have to make a movement towards them.
Oh, no, you don't have an option. That's what you do.
Well, then I guess I'll go at them.
All right. So are you going to sprint? You don't have to sprint. You can just use your normal move if you want.
I'll just use my normal move.
All right. You are 6 yards away from the closest dog.
Okay. And as I'm running, I just yell, "Or Ulrich!" Blood squirting all over the place.
All right. Oda's turn. She's unconscious. Snorri. So all the work you did to try to get him to the gate, he is now more than negated that.
He sure has. How far away am I from my axe?
Let's see. You're 1 space to the door. You're 6 yards away.
Okay, I'll go get that, and then I'll try to rush back out. I think I only have...
So you have 12 yards, so you could get it and get back to the exact spot you're in.
Okay.
All right, so you pick up your equipment, so you have your weapons, and you're back in the same spot.
Okay.
I'm just going to do it now before I forget. So you lose 1 advantage for not attacking that round.
Okay. And you already removed that?
No.
Okay, so I got it. And I don't know if I added the 1 from last round. Oh, let's just say I'm at 6 now. Hold on 1 second. So, Steve, I think I forgot to add my advantage. I did. No, I didn't.
Well,
okay, no, I'm good. I should be down to 6 now.
Yeah, you have 6. I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Yeah. All right, so I'm at 6. I have my axe. Okay. Cool. All right. And that will be my turn.
Okay, so end of the round. Ivan takes 1 wound from his 1 bleeding. The dogs also take 1 wound from their 1 bleeding. And they have a whole bunch of checks at the end of the round for their conditions. So for broken, they need to make cool tests to remove the brokens. So they got 2 in a row. First is for broken, second is for their fear. Nope. Ooh, so 2. So he removes his broken conditions. But is still subject to fear. Ooh, He removes his broken conditions, but is still subject to fear. All right. Top of the round. The noble party that was here, they have exited the area.
No.
And it is Ralph's turn. He spends his movement to run right up there, drunkenly yelling at these dogs.
Huh.
What
did he say? I am the law.
Oh.
Yes.
Jasper, it is your turn.
I guess I'll just stand next to Errol and Oda to see what they do and pass my turn.
Okay. So you can do it now. You can take away one advantage.
Me? Okay.
Yeah. All right. This dog here is unable to move closer, so it just stands there. This dog here, same thing. And this dog here is going to attack Ralph Gerstner. And he's going to see first if he can whip himself into a frenzy, which he cannot. And Ralph, he has a minus 30 because he's so drunk. Doing 15 damage to the body.
Huh.
Okay, so this dog jumps in. You can see it, its teeth kind of find a loose link under his cloth and rips out some chunk of flesh off of the gut of Ralph.
Poor Ralph. Barely knew him.
Barely know. And this dog gets an advantage. Errol, it's your turn. Ivan is close enough to target him again.
Nah, at this point, Errol is going to charge in and attack this other dog. Can I change weapons?
Yeah, we'll just say that's free. As long as I think it's technically something, but we'll just say it's less bookkeeping.
Okay.
Don't have to worry about that. And this dog is going to attempt to dodge. So you do 12 damage. Holy crap.
It's still up?
So 12? No. You can go ahead and describe that.
Oh, okay. Errol, seeing Ivan charge in, basically on his death charge, is feeling quite guilty and doesn't want that to happen. So he rushes forward, dashing past Ivan, and approaches the closest dog he can see that's not near Ralph, who he's kind of afraid of in Ralph's current inebriated state. I mean, he wouldn't want to take friendly fire or anything like that.
That's stupid.
And quickly brings his sword down on the dog that is... Was it prone on the ground?
No, they were bleeding from your other shot.
Oh, okay. So he runs over and with one surprisingly clean stroke decapitates the dog and turns towards the other two.
Very nice. Do you have any movement left?
Maybe a very slight amount.
So I think we can introduce the death blow rules now. So basically, when you kill a foe that is smaller than you, it activates the death blow rule, which is basically you get to make another attack against another foe. It's like you're just wading through enemies.
Nice.
Okay.
So I think now we can probably introduce that if you'd like to.
Yep. So I'll take one more step forward. I think that's the last of my movement.
Okay.
And I'll attack this doggy. Did I get advantage from that successful attack?
You do get advantage, yes.
Okay, so let me add that first. Attack.
Nice. Go ahead and describe that.
So after decapitating the first dog, Errol then steps forward and just stabs the sword through the chest of the second dog, looking more composed than his friends have seen him before.
It lets out an un-dog-like scream, and it's like, as it crunches to the ground.
And that is
Yeah, you would be able to do death blow again, but your movement is done, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think that's the extent of my movement.
Okay. Ivan, you're still frenzied. There's one unit, one enemy left.
Is he close? Hit him?
He is within range for you to hit him, yes, if you have to move to try to hit him.
So I'll attack that dog.
Okay.
Zero, zero, two.
So you got a automatic success.
Nice.
And so your weapon skill is 4, so that's 4 levels of success. To 2 levels of success. So you're going to do 2, plus your automatic strength from frenzy to 3. Strength bonus of 3, 6, subtracted by his armor. And you hit him in the head. I'm sorry, you reverse it. So you hit him in the left arm. And so that was 6 damage. You know, undamaging.
And do I get that size thing, or is that like a one-time?
It is, but that would... You use the... Instead of your rolled SL, you use the unit's die, which is... You only rolled a 2 on that.
So it's better not to do that?
Yeah, and in this particular instance, yeah.
Okay.
But you do get an advantage for winning.
Okay.
So you're up to 1. You have a free attack with Frenzy.
Let's do it again.
So your skill is now 52 with advantage.
Okay, 25.
All right, so you're succeeding with 3. And he fails. So that right now, let's see. So you would take, in this instance, you would take the 5 because it's more. Mm-hmm. And then you would do 10, 11, 13, and describe it.
So I'm going to run over to, is this the last dog or are there more dogs?
This is the last dog.
So I'm going to run over to the last dog, muttering to myself, I am the Fang of Ulrich. And I'm going to shoulder charge him into the ground. And then as he, like, falls over, I'm just going to start fucking pounding on him like the Hulk does. Boom, 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 boom. Until his body starts to rip open. And his guts and shit start flying all over the place.
Nice.
Frenzied.
That's hot.
Very nice. All right. So combat is over. First things first. Your frenzy ends. You get a fatigued condition. It means you're very tired. So fatigued is a minus 10 to any tests, basically. And you lose fatigue when you take an hour of rest.
That's all right. I won't make it that long.
Yeah. All your guys' advantage is gone.
Which looks like the combat did that.
What are you going to do? You are technically still bleeding out, Ivan.
I'm going to look to Errol. And be like, Errol, you must get me to the statue of Ulrich. I want to die in his presence. Right, there's a statue of Ulrich in that little...
There is, yeah.
Oh, a shrine? You can do that, yeah.
Shrine to Ulrich.
Errol, what are you doing?
I will help him to the shrine.
All right. Snorri and Jasper, what are you doing?
Picking up the clothes that Ivan had stripped off, and I want to try to make a makeshift bandage for his arm. Like, just wrap it in it.
Sure.
I'll head inside towards the Shrine of Ulrich and just make sure that there's, like, a clear path, nothing in the way or nobody in the way.
So, just a question. He healed me in combat. He's only allowed to do that once. Can he?
You're only allowed to be the beneficiary of one heal test per encounter. So that was it. That was your one heal test. You can be the beneficiary of surgery, but you don't have a surgeon.
Okay. All right.
Can I be a surgeon?
I highly doubt that's in your career.
Yeah, but I have an axe.
Yes, you do. So at this time, you notice Deeker stand up and begin a slow clap as everyone around is still rushing to get out of here. And he's like, and he's glorious. What a fight. And Ralph just passes out from inebriation on the sands. Oda is still passed out. And it takes you guys the distance. It takes you 3 rounds to get in front of the statue or the shrine. So I'm going to move you there now. That means that
I'll pick he has lost Oda as well.
Sure. So you move Oda with you. You're going to lose 3 wounds in the times it takes for you to move over here. Which means you are currently have 4 left. And now what would you guys like to do? You put Oda up on like a bench or something.
Cool.
There's nothing I can do with the fate or fortune or resilience.
You already used all your resolve.
Right.
But you know what? I will give you 1 resolve because instead of running away, I feel like you followed your tenets, your motivation for Ulrich, and just charged in instead of trying to survive.
Yes!
So if you want to use that to take away that last bleeding condition.
Yep, but I'm going to sleep.
Okay.
Make it super dramatic, like I think I'm dying.
I'm gonna do the same thing and think that you're also dying.
Errol is going to kneel in front of the statue and pray to Ulrich in his mind.
Okay. And Ivan, you get a second fatigue for whenever the bleeding conditions have gone away. You get a second, so you have 2 fatigue conditions.
I'm super tired.
Super tired.
So I'm going to grab my whip, or whatever, my mace, whatever the fuck it's called, my flail. And I'm going to look to Errol and be like, for Ulrich, and just raise my flail weakly to him, knowing that I'm not going to die from this.
Wait, you now know me.
How am I supposed to know?
So this is basically the Deadpool 2 scene when he's thinking he's going to die at the end of the movie.
No, I didn't think about that, but yeah.
Nice.
Errol's starting to tear up at this point.
Snorri's choking back tears.
And he's going to take the flail like reverently. He's going to be like, for Ulrich.
So a little time goes by and you guys kind of notice that he's just sleeping now.
It's the last sleep before he sleeps forever.
Right. I've heard many of my friends, they would just start to snore loudly before they died. I'm sure it's the same for Ivan here.
The death snores.
We should
have heard that. That's the thing. The death snores. It's something that happens.
The death snores.
And those death sleep farts. That he's not dying, is he?
You look down and you notice the arterial spray is like completely healed. Not healed, but it's stopped. That you notice that he's not in danger of dying.
Praise Ulrich. He's actually healed.
I kind of look up at the statue of Ulrich and I'm like, there may be something to this flailing he's been doing. I take the flail and I hit myself with it.
Oh my god. I wanted to put my short term is to get someone to hit themselves with my flail. I should have fucking done it.
God damn it.
You already did that one last time.
Did I? Oh, I wanna...
Yeah. I mean, you can do it again for an after this if you want.
Okay. Yeah, that would work. Or convert my team to fucking Ulrichians.
You won't convert me.
You can pray to both. That's okay in the Empire.
I don't know. I feel like that's like cheating. Cheating with the org.
That's fine too.
Can have your like primary god, Brett, but then like acknowledge when one of the other gods does something.
Yeah, totally.
Mm. Steve,
he doesn't like it.
My short-term goal was to defeat an enemy that had damaged Errol, so that's why I was asking about the dog.
Oh yeah, I remember.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, we'll do all that stuff at the end of the session.
Neato.
So it's around this time. Wilhard Sneed walks in. He's like, "Oh my god, that was crazy! I'm so sorry about all that. I promise it's not normally like that."
There's
a dead man in the kennels. I watched him get murdered.
I'll have the authorities look into it.
The man...
What was wrong with those dogs? I saw tentacles popping out of one of their heads.
It is the touch of chaos. I don't know what happened or how it happened.
I saw it. There was a man, the man who murdered the other man, then threw a green powder on the dogs, and they transformed.
Sure. Don't go in there.
We'll stay very far away from there.
I will have to have that section quarantined.
Who is this guy again? He was just the one running.
Yeah, he's running the fights today. He's the one that kind of offered you the payment structure, I guess is how you put it.
Okay, so we don't entirely trust this guy. It was just like we just met him.
Yeah. I mean, he hasn't given you reason to trust or distrust him.
Right, but I'm going to withhold the description of the murderer.
Okay.
So, now there's... How does payment work in this? I mean, we didn't really... We had a different fight than what we were supposed to do. But I would argue it was a far more exciting fight.
Well, exciting, except now I'm shut down for this foreseeable future. I mean, the witch hunters are going to be all over this shit.
But think of the marketing opportunities when you reopen.
If we reopen. But, hey... I'm a man of my word, and here you go. This is your profits as if you won the fight for helping everyone out. You saved a lot more lives than would have been lost today. So he gives each of you, let me get the exact number that I forgot what he said it was.
I think it was 1 million, okay. Steve.
No, that's not it at all.
I've sworn it was.
Ivan, are you going to take your money?
Sleeping right now.
Well, I'm asking you because if you don't, then I'll just give it to somebody else's character sheet.
No, because my character would not take it.
Okay, so then each of you get 1 gold, but he says, before he gives out the money, he says,
"Damn."
And here's an extra 5 gold for each of you for your excellent work. So he gives you each a total of 6 gold, 2 silver, and 4 brass. And then, Ivan, who would you give your share to?
Errol.
No. Chop.
That's true, he did do that.
Everyone. Just split it up.
Alright, so the easiest way, that would be 2 extra gold from what I said. 2 of you get 1 silver. 3 of you get 1 brass, and then someone gets 1 extra brass.
How many silver was it?
2.
Two people get a silver. So, Errol and Jasper, why don't you take that silver?
Okay. Sure. That's penny. All right, so 2 gold, 2 silver, and then it was three pennies?
Four pennies.
And then you have to split up. Silver and Snorri, you take the extra brass, I guess.
Yeah, okay. So then you would get an extra 1 brass, and then Snorri would instead get 2 extra.
Okay.
And he's like, yeah, he's like, thank you very much. I truly needed your help. That's not something we condone here. It's the mark of chaos. It's not enter this establishment lightly.
We know it wasn't intentional. We're just happy we were able to be here to save everyone.
Aye, we'd never willingly submit to chaos.
Thank you. Let me go now, please. Excuse me.
Oh,
I must try to figure out this person you were talking about.
And if you don't mind, let everyone know that it was Errol who saved the people here today.
Aye.
Make an easy charm test.
All right. I think probably good at that. Yeah. 39,
easy. You get a big bonus because you guys just did save everybody. Yeah, so he looks at you and he just nods and he's like, okay. And he turns on his heel and exits the area.
All right. I'll probably go over to Oda. And okay. I'll say, and how are you holding up my child?
She's unconscious.
Oh.
So not very good.
Did she get hit?
You guys strangled her, basically. You took her out.
And then she got up for a little bit.
All right. I didn't realize she was unconscious. Can I try to heal her?
Yeah, sure. If you give her any wounds, she'll get up.
Wounds?
I'm sorry. Yeah, like if you heal any wounds.
All right. When I do the heal, it says average. That's cool, right?
It's challenging.
Okay.
So it's you succeed, so it's plus your intelligence. So you give her what, 3 wounds? I think you said before, right?
Yeah, I have like 36.
So she kind of, you see her eyes flutter awake, and she looks at you. Goes, oh,
well, what happened?
I'll say, you were asleep for a little bit, my child. Do you remember the dogs?
Dreadful things. Absolutely dreadful.
But you're safe now. Master Errol took out all the dogs and saved us all.
Thank you so much. How can I ever pay you? I know, I can make you all free pies.
I think the better thing that you could do is just spread word of Errol's heroic deeds here. That would be quite the payment for us.
I could do that.
Jasper will kind of rub his belly and say, well, if I'm ever in the area, I wouldn't exactly turn down a pie.
Oh my god, thank you so much. I can make you so many pies. I have blueberry, I have pumpkin, I have apple. I have so many new flavors I can try. There's meat, pies.
Oh my god, you're so lucky.
Remember, her pies made the other team sick.
You're asleep.
Well, Snorri would try to give Jasper the look like, then I'll do it.
Wait, did her pie really make other people sick?
Yes, that's why she was fighting us.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
That's meta, so eat those pies.
But it's not meta, but, but it was very clearly stated.
Yeah, we probably would have done that from like, 10 minutes prior. Yeah.
She's going to slip you like her address. And she's like, please come see me anytime. I'll make you as many pies as you want. And she cheerfully gets up and begins to skip out. You can assume is back to her house.
Okay.
How long do you guys want to let Ivan sleep in here?
I'm not 100% sure that he's alive. So I'm going to just kind of let him keep sleeping.
Yeah, the old death snores.
Yeah.
Are there any like blankets or animal skins in the room?
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna I'm going to tuck Ivan in.
Okay. So he's wrapped up in a nice black bear animal fur.
And I'm going to sit nearby and keep an eye on him while he sleeps.
About 20 minutes goes by, and a man comes in.
Hey, were you four the ones in the fight?
I look at him and I kind of go, shh. Our friend here is in his death snores. But yes, you are. He's dying, unfortunately.
He looks over at him, and he's just like...
Errol's shaking his head. Like, when he looks over, Errol's just like, no, he's not dying.
He's like, he looks at it, yeah, he's just like, alright, whatever. And he flashes you, like a fold in his cloak he opens up on his chest, and it's a insignia for the watch. He says, you guys are in the watch, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Your presence is requested immediately back at Andrea Pfeiffer's office. As you, I don't know if you remember, but she's the captain of the watch. Pick him up, and away we'll go.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to say...
Call it there.
Yes, but first off, we have some tests we need to make.
Okay.
Let me just pull up the relevant check. So you guys need to make some corruption tests for these dogs, as I'm sure you can assume that they have a corrupting influence of chaos.
Hmm.
Let me just get that right. Why not?
I don't want to be corrupted.
Yeah, I haven't taken any goddamn dark deals.
Don.
One's head off. What?
You could grow two more arms. Just think of how many axes you could wield.
Oh my god, so many axes.
And my axes.
And this is why I follow Errol. All right, for all these corruption tests.
All right, like so...
a weird dwarven spider with axes.
So, Errol, you were in close enough proximity that you need to take a corruption test for all of them.
Shit.
So... Let's do yours first.
Okay.
It is a minor corruption test, so you need to succeed on a challenging endurance test. And you need 9 tests for 9 creatures.
You're fucked. Does he get any advantage?
No. I mean, he can reroll stuff and do things.
So these are for corruption points, or he just like...
These are for corruption points, correct.
Okay.
And you said challenging?
Yes, so just plus 0.
Yeah.
And we'll do them one at a time, obviously.
Good start. So that's your first. That's a really good start.
Are you going to re-roll that, or are you going to accept the corruption point?
I'm going to re-roll it, which apparently didn't matter.
Okay.
Should I take a corruption point to re-roll again?
Seems
like a good deal.
Take a dart.
Yeah. The only other option you have would be to use your resilience, but at the same time, your resilience can deny a mutation, so you might want to keep that.
Yeah, I'm going to hold that. I got 8 more of these tests to go.
Yeah. Yeah. God. Go ahead, do your next one.
Hey, critical fail.
All right.
Well, might as well re-roll that one. Hey, impressive fail. Jesus fucking Christ.
Okay.
Someone's going to end up with 4 eyes.
So that was 2.
2 for 2. Big
nose like Joe.
That is an impressive test. 2 for 3. Right. Oh, I think that was that average die roll? No, that was right. Okay. Okay. Yeah, 3 for 4.
Oh, no.
You have one more fortune left.
Get it all out now.
Yeah, I gotta just re-roll it. Okay, there we go.
Yay!
Right. 2 for 4.
Yep.
Oh god.
Nice.
2 for 5.
Exact.
Just a bit outside.
All right, 2 for 5. All
right. That's 1. So you have no more re-rolls left.
Yep.
36. Actually, oh damn, Brett, your last test you gave it to Ivan and what's his face, didn't you?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. 20 minutes have passed anyway. It's not still there.
No.
Okay. So that's 4 for 7.
Well, wait, wouldn't they be rolling the corruption at like the point of or right after?
Yeah, they would. So Ivan and Snorri, you have one reroll.
Nice.
All right. So you need another one.
Great. And same exact roll. 6 for 9.
They're all dead.
Which with my endurance, that's actually about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does the critical failure matter?
No.
Okay, so 6 for 9.
No.
Fails.
If it's if you as you encounter more and more dangerous agents of chaos, the corruption exposure becomes worse.
Okay.
So it actually matters how much you fail by. For these, it's just a failure is one corruption point.
Gotcha.
But like for existence, the worst one is major exposure. And that's if you fail by let's see, where does it at?
Instant mutation.
Basically, yeah. If you fail by more than 4, it looks like you gain 3 corruption points. So that's not so good.
All right. 6 more corruption points, because I like having those.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah. No, just mix things up a little bit. You know, spice up the campaign.
Yeah.
So it was to lower corruption points, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Let's do Ivan's next. Yeah. And
Do Brett's next.
All right. Let's get that to work. All right. So we'll do Brett's next. So you weren't exposed to as many. You only need the one, because you're only attacked by the one.
All right. Endurance, and you said challenging?
Yep.
See, do I have a fortune? Do you have one fortune left?
Just being near them counts as exposure?
God damn.
Yeah. Okay. But I would say Brett was in the back, so I'm going to say that he wasn't quite close enough.
All right, so yeah, I failed it.
Okay, so you get one. You don't know how many you have. All right, so Snorri, you got right up in there. I need you to take 6, please.
6? And this is average or challenging?
Challenging endurance. You have 1 fortune point.
And the reroll. Yay.
And the reroll, yes.
Okay.
So that's 1.
Damn. I'll use Brett's reroll thing.
Sure.
Well, that was worse.
You can use your fortune as well for this test if you want.
Might as well.
Yeah, I mean, you got to use it all anyway.
I marked it down that I used it. I'm just going to roll again.
Good.
Hooray.
Okay, that's good. So you got 4 left.
Sweet.
That's a corruption?
That sure is. I got 3 more left. 2 more. Okay, 1 more.
Nice, 1 more.
Hooray.
Nice, you're not too scared. Not
bad. The one, guys, do I add that on my sheet here?
No, I'm going to do that secretly.
But there's a whole thing for corruption.
He does not want you to know.
I do not want you to know.
Seems rude.
The whole point of corruption is it's kind of a secret.
You will know when you grow a tentacle out of your forehead.
That's fine.
That's correct. Wow. So you have a big...
I mean, more power, right?
Yes, of course.
Good.
Ivan, so you're going to end up taking 7 of these tests, but you have a minus 20 because you're fatigued.
But I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
Wait, that's BS.
No, that's fine. It is what it is.
Fatigued condition gives you minus 10 to all tests, and he got those immediately after the fight.
Okay, well, it's not working, so I'll roll.
Sure, so basically, let's see, so make this quick.
I have to roll up to 19.
Oh, you have your endurance up?
Yeah, I can see my sheet, it's just not letting me roll.
Oh, yeah, that's shitty. Yeah, so you have to roll under a 19. And you have 3 possible rerolls.
Okay, so that was a 51.
Okay.
You said 7 tests?
Yes.
Okay. Let's re-roll that one. Motherfucker. 20. Still a failure. Ooh, 7.
Oh, well, hold on. So you can use... So that 19?
Mm-hmm.
You can spend a fortune. Instead of the reroll, add 1 SL. So because you rolled a 20 and you needed a 19, that'll put it at a success.
Oh. Okay.
But I think that leaves you with only 1 reroll left.
Do it.
Do it.
So if I don't, I'd have 2.
Correct.
Yeah, I'll
that's the one that replenishes.
Fortune replenishes, yeah.
I know, but I've only done 2 of 7.
Oh, I got you.
Still.
Well, no, isn't this the first one? Because you failed and then you re-rolled.
I failed, re-rolled. I rolled a 51, then I re-rolled as a 20. And then I did my second so I didn't know the thing, so I rolled already my second one, so I don't want to go back, because that's cheating.
Okay.
And I rolled a 7.
Oh, all right.
Trying to be on it.
All right, that's fine. So then you have 1 out of 2 then so far.
Yep.
And you have, okay.
83. All right. This one is a 22, so I could use the fate point and knock that one back to a 19 instead of rerolling.
You add a SL, so you basically add 10, so yeah, it'd be a 12.
Okay.
And I think that's all your fortune, right?
No, I used Brett's reroll for the first one. And then I'm going to use I failed. First one, 51 rolled, re-rolled, got a 20, so I just took that as a failure. Got a 7, so that's a success. Then I rolled an 83, did not re-roll.
Oh, okay, I thought you re-rolled it.
Nope.
So you have 1 left.
Yep, so this one is... Yes. Nope, 58. Not re-rolling. Three. And last one. Alright, so I'm going to re-roll this last one.
Oh. Alright, how many did you fail?
5.
5?
Yep.
Okie dokie. Alright. Thanks everyone for watching. Or listening, I should say. You guys are awesome. This was our first true combat, and Errol almost shot Ivan's face off, or arm off.
Yeah.
And as a public service announcement, kids, don't play with guns.
Yes, they are bad.
Properly supervised and have taken a safety course.
Join us next time on Power Word Nerd.
Praise all right.